and the New England Kubota dealers. Vince joins us on the AT&T hotline right now. Vince, Dale, and Michael, Steve DiAssi's here with us as well. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Oh, doing great, Vince.
Did you get recharged? Get the batteries recharged with a little break here?
Batteries are recharged. Absolutely.
Now, are you one of those guys who gets away, goes someplace a little warm, back at your other place where you live, or do you hang around here?
We took a couple of days off, but, you know, those days just got a real good chance to just reflect and look back at some film, watch some games early in the year, what I can do better, things that we can do and move on and improve in different types of areas. So I think, you know, I took this chance just to reflect back on everything and how the season has gone so far. And hopefully we can put it all together going forward to continue to play some good football. So that's our goal. You know, with Emmy coming up, a good team, especially at home, great team. I mean, they have the ball, it seems like, forever. So we want to do a real good job defensively, going in with our mind right, ready to play some good football heading into Sunday night.
You know, when you play defensive line for the New England Patriots, the stats don't always tell the story of how well you're playing or not playing. Just in my opinion, I felt like the Denver game was the best I've seen you play this year. Just wondering if you agree with that, if you felt like that was more of the Vince Wilfork kind of experience against the Broncos.
I mean, I don't know. I think, you know, some plays we took was good, some wasn't so good. I mean, if you talk to any type of athlete, I'm pretty sure it's just, you know, some plays that they would love to have back, especially early on in the season. But right now, you know, you learn from them and you improve from them. And I think that's exactly where I'm at right now. Just looking back at some film on myself, is just some things that I could have done better. And it seemed like the more, you know, we're starting to play, the more and more you start getting more comfortable, and the game starts slowing down a lot more once you get in the middle of the season, towards the end of the season. For me, the game slowed down a ton, bunch. So I've always played well going in later parts of, you know, seasons, if it was high school, college, or now pros. I think my strongest attribute is going into the later in the season and being able to play and understand the game, because everything slows down. It's not a lot of things that going to change week to week. Now that, you know, offenses have identified who they are and what they want to do. So it's just going in and making, you know, preparing well and just being able to execute come game day. And I think, you know, last week was a good week, not just only for me. I just think as a team to take that step forward, which we did. So we're going to continue to take that step forward to be successful at this level. So ball to the walls now. Everything we've done up to this point, we just put ourselves in a pretty good situation and good spot. But seven games is not going to get you anywhere. So if we don't win another game this season, it would be heartbreaking. So we understand that. I understand that. So all of our level of play just got to continue to increase over these next few weeks.
Vince, between Manning and Luck, there's two of the more prolific quarterbacks in the NFL this year. Can you take anything from one game over to the next?
Well, I mean, you're looking at, you know, two good quarterbacks can run offense. And, you know, they both have some things that they do. And you wonder, like, man, how they do that. But I think with Luck, you know, he's more apt to hurt you on the ground. I'm not saying that he always want to, you know, run the ball, but if he has to run, he'll get out of there, and he's pretty fast. So we understand that as a defense. We understand the passing threat that they have, the skill sets that they have with the receivers and the backs and the tight end. Just understanding their game plan, and then when they want to run the ball, just knowing who's in the game and how they want to attack you. I think this team do a really good job of basically sugarcoating what they want to do at times. So it's going to be one of those games where everybody's going to have to make sure that we know who's in front of us, know the down at this, and it's going to be a game that we all have to be alert come this week, because they can put in big people and play action pass and put in big people to run the ball, whatever it may be. They do a really good job of mixing up things that they do, and they've been successful, especially going down there playing on Sunday night. I'm pretty sure they're going to be wired up to play us. Fired up the best. So we're going to have to do everything we can to match their intensity.
You know, seeing Ayers and Branch and Casillas come in here on short notice and make contributions, both in special teams and on the defense, really impressed me. And it probably says something about the work ethic for those three guys, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they came right in and they got the word. They started learning how we do things around here, and just knowing the terminology. And just talking to some of them, they've done similar things in the past everywhere else, but just the terminology is different. So I think for guys like that coming in here to a new situation, is just kind of putting our word in together with what they did wherever they were. And they've done a real good job so far. So we're going to have to continue that, continue to make plays, especially we want our offense on the field as much as possible. So the defense at our level of play is going to have to continue to rise as we get later in the season and moving forward. So I understand that. We all understand that. And hopefully we can get this thing done this week. But like I said, we're going down to play a coach team that's fire hot, that they thrive off of playing at home Sunday night in the dome. So I'm pretty sure they're going to be fired up. So we'll have to do the same. We're going to have to be fired up ourselves going on the road, and hopefully we can walk away with a W.
All right, so give me some highlights from this Vince Wilfork film study. You sit there at the movies, and are you cussing at yourself? I mean, are you pausing and just walking around, pacing? I mean, what's it like, and what did you see when you were – watching yourself and saying, I can be better at that? Give us some specifics.
Well, a lot of stuff that I've seen was, I don't know why I was second guessing myself and just trusting my sometimes instincts, or just trusting my, my game plan of what I've seen and what I've seen over years and what I've seen leading up to the game, and just not being able to take advantage of those things and just overthinking a lot. And I think any player that thinks a lot, their game going to slow down. So that's one of the biggest things I looked at and looked back and seen some of the things that I was doing, and I was kind of hesitant doing it. I don't know why, but it was. So that's something I know I can improve on moving forward. And the more I play aggressive, the more I play vertical, I play well. So I understand that, and that's part of my game that I know I'm going to have to elevate, and I will elevate it. So I always pick out something that I can – work on, and it's, for me, it's that, just being more aggressive and just trusting what I see and just trusting my film study. Not thinking every play is almost, it's a trick play. So, and that's just all me. No coach had to tell me, how to play this, how to play that. I've been doing it for a long time, so it's up to me to play it the way that I know how to play it and play it right. I've been doing it for a long time, so I can't second guess myself at times. I just got to go with it. And 90% of the time I'd be right, but, just that something in the back of my mind saying, okay, they can do this. And you can't play football like that. You have to be alert, but at the same time, you have to be able to play aggressive, and you can't take away any type of aggression when you're playing special defensively on this defense. So that'll be something that I will fix. It's very fixable, and I just have to just trust myself. It's nothing with the teammates or a coach or anything like that. It's just me being able to trust myself and trust my film studies and not think so much before plays actually happen.
So take that to the next step. What does your team have to do to get better for the next half of the season?
We have to just continue to grind. That's Bill said it the best. We just keep our head down and just keep grinding, keep working hard, and just keep executing the game plans that we have. If we execute, this team is we can only stop ourselves, and we've done it in the past. And if we can execute our game plan and team beat us, well, they were the better team. But it's those drives that we stop ourselves. If it was some type of penalty or giving up a big play, being out of a position, just inconsistent football can get you hurt. And it hurt us, early part of the season. So hopefully we're heading in the right direction now. But it's going to take all of us. It's not just going to, it's not just me or Tom or Hightower. It's going to take all of us, everybody, each individual doing their job from here on out and doing it at a high level. That's what this game is going to come down to. At the end of the day, everybody just execute to the highest level and see where that gets.
Final question before we let you go. Everybody knows they pump crowd noise into that dome in Indianapolis, don't they?
I have no clue. I have no clue what they do down in the dome. For me, I'm a defensive player, so it really don't affect It don't affect us defensively. We win their offense on the field. So I really don't pay no attention. I'm a big firm believer in you got 60 minutes to play good football, no matter what the situation may be. You have to come out that game playing your best. And if we do that, we'll be okay. If we don't do that, we'll be in trouble.
Vince, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Take care. Vince. That is Patriots defensive lineman Vince Wilfork, sponsored by Big Y World Class Market, Drop Cam, and New England Kubota Tractor Dealers.